I have returned to these lands where my people roamed to make my presence known, and also to bring about presentations such as the dance and lectures to remind the people that there were people here before them, and that we were noble and proud people, and we are still in control of our traditions and cultural values, and we will display them, and we do it with our own magic show.
Thousand Ute Indians were removed from the Roaring Fork Valley in the late 1800s after the Battle of Milk Creek. The government viewed the clash as a breach of a peace agreement. Roland McCook's ancestors were among those relocated to Utah. He was raised on a reservation there, learning the traditions, languages, and values of the Nooch, the name Ute Indians have for themselves. He served as a leader of the tribe and consulted on behalf of Native Americans for the Bureau of Land Management and the Smithsonian Institute. He now leads the Aspen Ute Foundation, the organization that puts on a yearly powwow in downtown Aspen, inviting members of all Native tribes to gather, dance, and share their heritage with current residents of the valley.
Greetings. I'm very happy to be here today. We come from the Hopi Nation, and we're very grateful for our singers. Let's put our hands together for the singers, the phenomenal singing. I want to recognize them because long, long ago, the late 1800s, early 1900s, this was an illegal thing for us to do, to sing and to dance. And so for our young men to be carrying this tradition on, I feel very proud to be dancing to these young men here today. I want to thank them.
A Nuke Bald Eagle of the Lakota Nation came to Aspen for the powwow this month. He is a descendant of Crazy Horse and, like his father, has had a career playing an Indian in motion pictures. He sees the powwow circuit as a way to pass traditions through generations.
Today, we do believe and I do see more pride into the youth and to the culture and to the singing and to the dancing more so.
Anu came to Aspen days ahead of the powwow to work on his regalia, the full costumes worn during the dancing performances.
A breastplate. A long time ago with our ancestors, they used it for battle.
He stayed with Deanne Vitrak-Kessler, who launched the Aspen Ute Foundation in 2005. Beyond hosting the annual powwow, the foundation serves as a year-round support group for Native Americans in the valley.
For the ones who want to come out of the reservation and find work, it gives some support for that. For example, this winter, we have a young teenage Lakota who wanted to get out of the reservation and come and study at the high school here in Aspen. And so We sponsor him.
The foundation also serves as a reminder of the atrocities two centuries ago.
For the white community, they have to take responsibility and be more knowledgeable about what's going on there, because they are a big part of it, and they are somehow responsible to what an American Indian is nowadays.
Though his tribe was cast away from the Roaring Fork Valley, Ute leader Roland McCook says the connection to this region is what defines his people.
All of the Rocky Mountains consider it as the Native American people's Walmart, where they got their food, clothing, medicine, and everything they needed to sustain themselves. Our goal is to educate and to keep the Native Americans out front and not be forgotten, because we have not gone away.
Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.